Well, the exciting news coming in from Belgium earlier today surrounds Erin Friel. She's running, as are a number of Donegal athletes this weekend. In fact, there are 200 Irish athletes competing in IFAM in Belgium this weekend. And all early season stuff, all trying to find their feet, all trying to chase standards. But Erin Friel, from a Donegal perspective, is the story as we stand at the moment before the other Donegal athletes go into action later this evening and indeed tomorrow. But the story centres around her 400 metres. She ran a blinder, 54.28. It's a personal best. It's a season's best. It's the leading 400 metre time by an under-18 girl athlete in Europe this year. So she's gone to number one on the ranking list. And that is significant because the European Youth Olympics are under-18. She will most definitely be on that team. So her career is on the rise. Her season has been very positive. And she is entered in the 200 metres tomorrow, so we'll see how that goes as well. But she is and has been the story of this early season, Erin Friel, a student at Loretta Letterkenny, out from Manor Direction and running so, so well. So well done to her, and indeed well done to her and her coach for travelling out to the IFAM meet. You know, all that cost a lot of money, personal money, and so on, so on. So well done. Well done, Erin Friel. It has been, so far, a very good weekend for her. What else had we out in Belgium this morning? Well, Janine Boyle of Finn Valley, she was at a 12.31, a season's best in the 100 metres. So well done to her. She'll go in the 200 metres tomorrow. And we have a load of Donegal athletes competing later on this evening from 7 o'clock onwards. There we have Conor Kelly. He will put his foot on the line in a race for the first time this season. That's exciting because he's an excellent, unbelievably good athlete, runs out of Finn Valley. Then we have Roisin Flanagan. She goes in the 5,000 metres. We have the two Dewhurst boys. They're in action as well. Amy Green, Amy Timoney, and Kelly McGrory makes her debut this weekend. She's entered in both the 4 and 400 metre hurdles. So much and so much to talk about tomorrow when we're back on the air, and to catch up on all these results and all these athletes who have made their way to Belgium this weekend. That's the story in Belgium. What else is happening? Well, Mark English is in action. His first event, his first race of the week, of this weekend. He's in the fast track meet out in Los Angeles. He's just undertaken a serious training camp at altitude with his coach and with the Dutch members of the Dutch team, and that has gone extremely well. So we're looking forward to see how he performs in his first big meet of the season tonight. Well, about 3:30 tomorrow morning, actually. And Oisin O'Gallan of Finn Valley makes his international debut this weekend. He's running for Ireland over 10,000 metres in the European Cup. A small Irish team, but a great, great occasion for him, and we wish him very well. He's running indeed to run fast, and he'll follow that up in a week's time by running a 5,000 metres in Paris. So that's Oisin O'Gallan's story. So from IFAM to Los Angeles to Paris to France this evening with Oisin O'Gallan. Earlier today, back to bread and butter stuff at Finn Valley, where we had an AAI a live meet. About 300 athletes, many, many, many of them local Donegal athletes, but indeed as well from as far away as Armagh and so on. And a good outing, an opportunity for athletes to get times. One performance that stands out for me was Kevin McGonigal from the Rosses, a 1:65 personal best in the high jump. That'll really, really drive her forward, and a great performance from young McGonigal from the Rosses club. So well done to her. And other names that popped out in me, Jessica Gavin and Oren McBrearty, so many Donegal athletes, and Oisin Kelly of Cranford, and Michael Moore of Cranford, and so on. So a lot of Donegal athletes in action, all getting times, all enjoying what was an open meeting opportunity, provided opportunity indeed for athletes of all ages, right through to masters from underage. So It was a busy, busy morning. It's over and done and complete now. So well done to Finn Valley, who staged the meet on behalf of Athletics Ireland, with David Matthews, the former Olympic 800 metre athlete who works for Athletics Ireland. He drives this Athletics Ireland Live story through the country. So well done to him. And we were pretty privileged at Finn Valley to host the event. So that was that. And during the week, of course, the big exciting day with the heat beating down. It was brilliant conditions for the primary schools athletics. 1,000 youngsters from the Donegal area competing. A brilliant day. Over 80 events, all done and dusted within 3.5 hours. So a big clap on the back for the organisers there. Finn Valley again, but supported big time by Finn Valley College, the students of Finn Valley College. Big appreciation to them. So it's been a hell of a busy period. And we're lining ourselves up next weekend in Stranraer for the Ulster Children's Games under 12s, 13s. 1,200 youngsters entered for that. So it's going to be a big day, early start next Sunday. But the story at the minute is Erin Friel and many other Donegal athletes in competition later this evening in the IFAM meet in Belgium, and we will be getting excited about that tomorrow when we bring you the results. So I have no doubt there will be strong performances from a number of our Donegal athletes. The Dewhurst boys, Roisin Flanagan, Conor Kelly, Amy Green, Amy Timoney, and so on and so on, Kelly McGrory, so many of them. We're looking forward to those results and how they do, and we'll bring you all of that tomorrow. But again, I'm repeating myself, Erin Friel, 54-28, goes to number one in Europe as an under-18 athlete as of today.